Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. Don't forget to ask about their military discount. And joining me here in the studio this morning is Rick Bozart. First time on the show, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, Hunter. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
This first song I'm going to play, I wrote about 15 years ago. It's called Castles Made of Jade.
Excellent. Here is a Rick Bozart here on Hunter at Sunrise.
2, 3, 4.
Everybody gather around and listen to what I have to say. I saw a man standing at the station just the other day. He flipped a quarter, then he lit a stogie, turned around and he said, "The end is coming and I think you know it. I want to make amends. Because castles made of jade will crumble before they're made. The foundations that we laid are built upon deep sea. He reached his hand into his pocket, gazed at his watch, and then he said, "Have a seat right over here. I've got something to tell you, my friend." He said, "Jealousy, yeah, it's the color green. Don't let it make you no fool, oh no. 'Cause I'm a man who's been around this land, and I make it my golden rule. Because castles made of jade will crumble before they're made. The foundations that we lay are built upon deep sea." Everybody gather around and listen to what I have to say, yeah. I saw a man die at that station just the other day. Before he passed, he said his name was Otis from around the way, yeah. Man of color, he was so full of knowledge, I most definitely must say. Because castles made of jade will crumble before they're made. The foundations that we lay are built upon deep sea.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank y'all so much.
Rick Bozart here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow. You say that song is 15 years old?
Yes, sir. I wrote that with a friend of mine. We found a piece of paper on a floor of a trailer, and it had the chorus part in it. And we
really?
Built the story and the music around that. And
what, it was someone else's song that they left
or
there?
Idea. Or
a poem?
Yeah, it was something like just four lines on a piece of paper, and like the unknown poet kind of thing, and we built a story around it in music. And
interesting.
That's what it became.
Is any of the story true?
It's all fictional story.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's all just what I made up based on what I was reading on my paper.
Yeah. Well, we were talking beforehand. You've been around here for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been on the Virginia Beach music scene since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I landed out there as I got in a car accident. And I ended up out there homeless.
Oh, my.
And that's music was all I had. Music, my dog, and a bag of clothes. So I went down to the boardwalk, and I played at the boardwalk down by the pier and started making a little money. And I made enough money to get off the street the first year and get inside.
Well, that's great.
And I did it every year since then, and it just kind of built my music from there.
Wow. That's a horrible experience.
It is. But, you know, it kind of molded me to what I am today. As bad as it was at the time, now that I've gone through it, it made me stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And it humbled me at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine it also did an imprint into your music itself, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the next song that I'm going to play, I wrote about my experiences of being on the street and also about a man that walked around America to raise awareness for homelessness and homeless veterans. He's a real person from Virginia Beach, Leroy Bailey.
Mm-hmm. You met him?
Yeah, I met him. He actually went on his journey, on his walk, 3 days before I became homeless on the streets.
Wow.
And I heard about him, and I kind of followed him on Facebook, and we got together, and I said, man, I need to write a song about you because you're physically doing what I want to do with music. I want to change people's hearts.
Wow.
And he said, go for it, and I did, and the next thing you know, I came up with Houseless Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to play for us now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here is Rick Bossart here on Hunter at Sunrise.
All right, thank you.
Well, I know a man named Leroy Bailey, and his heart is filled with good. He had a talk with the Lord, and the Lord God told him everything he ought to should. So he packed up what he needed, not taking more than he could. And he walked around America raising awareness to build a houseless Hollywood. Homeless awareness is what this song's about. We spend millions of dollars in other countries while the people here go without. You might not like what I'm saying, but I say it without a doubt. Homeless awareness is what it's all about. Well, some might think we're crazy, yeah, some might think we're high. That's the problem here in America, the same some of yous keep walking by. Well, all of us ain't dopers, alcoholics, or even bad guys. Jesus Christ is the only drug to give us wings when we can't fly. Homeless awareness is what this song's about. We spend billions of dollars in other countries while the people here go without. You might not like what I'm saying, but I say it without a doubt. Homeless awareness is what it's all about. Take it away, boys. Look at Leroy, I don't see some broken man. I see a modern day Moses doing for the Lord everything he can. He don't do it to make himself famous, not for him, God has a plan. So he walks around America raising awareness for the less fortunate man. Homeless awareness is what this song's about. We spend too much money in other countries while people here go without. If you can't hear what I'm saying, well then maybe I need to shout. Homeless awareness is what it's all about. Yeah, homeless awareness is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you.
Rick Bozard here on Hunter at Sunrise. So you got to play it for the guy, and he really liked that song.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. He walked around America 11,500 miles in 29 months. He came back Thanksgiving before last, I believe it was, or last Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I got to play it for him, and we're actually planning on going around to some of the churches, and he's going to give his testimony, and I'm going to play that song. And there's been a documentary made about him by some college students up in Boston, which won a couple awards, and they're talking about using that song as kind of like the theme if it goes to a full one hour. Yeah,
man.
So I'm really stoked about that. I'm stoked to be here. Like this is a big move for me in music. It really is.
Well, it's a little radio show, but it's a radio show nonetheless.
It's the radio show.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's the radio show all of us acoustic artists want to be in and be at.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Tell me about your connection with Jesse Chong. You were talking a little bit about that when you were messaging me. I guess he was instrumental in you putting some tracks down or something, or how did that go?
Yes, he held a contest between him and Lunacy. They held a contest over the Christmas months last year. Mm-hmm. It was about 20 entrants. It was called the Jesse Chong Auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was, I think, a 1-3-piece acoustic band or its type band to come and perform, and everybody was competing for a 3-song CD, EP, studio time, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the last entry. I saw it just barely in time enough. I got in. I went and I played the first one, and I actually won it. I made it to the end and won it. And it was another really big move in my music because Jesse's such a good person, a wonderful, humble dude.
He's been on the show, you know.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the reasons I got here is I asked him, how do I get on that show? And he said, you need to win that contest. So I focused everything on winning the contest. And I was like, okay, I won the contest. Now what do I do? So, yeah, he's a really great guy. And he's endorsed me a lot out there. Every time I go out and see him to see him to play, he's like, hey, come up here and sing with me.
Aww.
So
that's great.
A real cool thing, yeah, to come from, you know, a year ago where almost no businesses would let me play in their establishment to now I go places and I get to play, you know, on stage and stuff.
Have something coming up that maybe you'd like to get people to come on out to?
I do. I have the 23rd I'm playing at Lunacy. Or, I'm sorry, not the 23rd. The 28th I'm playing at Lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
The 24th I'm playing at a place called Parlays. It's on General Booth.
Okay.
And that's going to be, I think both of those shows are at 10 o'clock at night. I'm playing with another band called Channel Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
We get gigs together. But the Lunacy gigs are mine, solely mine, on every third Wednesday usually.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a product, I guess, of winning that contest.
Well, that's great. That's great.
There's a few things coming up in the works.
Sure.
But if anybody wants to find me on Facebook, they'll be able to find all the – I always post my events pretty – ahead of time so that, you know, people can prepare for it.
Yeah. We're talking with Rick Bozard here on Hunter at Sunrise. You've also been working on a recording. Is this true? I mean, you sent me this one song with a young lady singing.
Yes, sir.
It was a good song, I must tell you. Of course, she could not be here today, but tell me about this song.
So when I started the contest, my friend Tia Ortiz, she entered the contest as well, and I knew that if there was anybody that was going to beat me, it was her, because she's got an amazing voice.
She does.
So what I got with her and I said, hey, look, let's make a deal. If I win it, we'll record a song and we'll put it on the album. If you win it, we'll record a song and put it on the album. That way we both got a chance to, you know, record a song. And she thought that was a great idea because she had already had a song started. And so I won the contest and she brought me the song. Actually, she sent it to me on Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. And I started digging through my papers. I was like, I got something that goes with this. And I found the lines that I thought fit with it. And
wow, that's weird.
A week later, we put it on our own rough copy, and then we went to Richmond a week after that, and with the help of the producer out there, we were able to rewrite the chorus and make it sound like something straight out of Nashville, I think.
Mm, yeah. Well, unfortunately, she isn't here, so unfortunately you can't play it, but maybe I can play it next week.
That
if I have a copy of it.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, well, I just talked to Will this morning, and he's telling me that by next week the masters will be finished, and then as far as, like, an out date, that's all up to this end, my end of it. So,
sure.
But he's going to have his end, the production end of it, finished by next week. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Okay.
Because the ones you heard was just the rough. That was just the raw stems of...
Well, what I heard was good, I must
thank
say.
You. I appreciate that.
Well, no problem. What are you going to play for us now?
This next song I wrote about 2 summers ago. It's called All Because of You. We've all had that one relationship in our lives that, you know, just didn't work out. So, But I try to turn bad things into a positive thing. So I wrote this about that funky relationship.
Excellent. Here's Rick Bozard here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Maybe not. 2, 3, 4.
Sitting on this back porch, singing these crazy blues, and it's all because of you. Outside sun is shining, but it's raining in my heart, and it's all because of you. Thought that girl loved me, but she led me far behind. The way she stole my love, well, you know it ought to be a crime. That will be the last time that my love is true, and it's all because of you. All because of you. And it's all because of you. Never lets me feel bad, picks me up when I'm feeling blue. And it's all because of you. Thought that girl loved me, but she left me far behind. The way she stole my love, well, you know it ought to be a crime. That will be the last time that my love is true. And it's all because of you. All because of you. All because of you. All because of you.
Yeah, it ends kind of abruptly there.
Wow.
This thing was madly out of tune. I'm sorry for y'all's ears for that.
No, that was okay. It's okay. Rick Bozard here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you coming down here today.
Thank you so much.
It's been a lot of fun and very educational, I must say. You have a lot in your past that is very interesting.
Definitely makes for a good where they came from, where are they now story, I guess.
I guess so. Well, I really wish you luck, and I wish you luck with the recording, and because I know you're very excited about that, right?
Yes, sir, I am. That's I can't wait to get that stuff out for people to hear, because I haven't heard a bad thing about it yet.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that at least one person says, "Hey, that sucks," so that you know I can have the balance.
Oh no! If it's all good, it's all good. I say.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Excellent, Rick Bozard here on Hunter at Sunrise.